Hello friends, here I am with my new podcast on higher productivity. Yes, everybody wants to achieve more. So they want to get higher productivity, but mostly people think higher productivity means that you are working more hours and you're working too hard. But the thing is that the higher productivity concept is that when you are getting the same results in less time, right? So for that, what can you do? So getting same results in the same time, that means you are increasing your efficiency, your abilities and capability of work. So these things are essential when you are focusing on higher productivity. Of course, the first very thing is that you have to reduce distractions from your life. Now let me tell you powerful tools on how can you get that high productivity and how can you start following it, how you can actually achieve it. The first of all, whenever you are thinking about getting high productivity, you have to set goals in how many hours you are going to get the same outcome which you are actually getting now. So here you are reducing the time, but you are maintaining your productivity. This will go to the higher productivity. For that, it is essential that you communicate with your team or fellow members about your goals and your timelines too, and set strategies and directions accordingly. So it is very important with communication, you actually explain steps as well and the rest of the time, what are you going to do to motivate your team, and especially that their benefits or perks, they will not be affected even if they are working less and getting more productivity. So the first one important is that communication is very important whenever you are setting any goal. The second one is involve your employees. Yes, employees or your team. So whoever is your team, you have to ask them to come with new ideas how they can work in a manner so that they get more high productivity and less time. So basically same results in the same times, and you will see that if there are four employees, they will come with, or four team members, they'll come with different ideas, and those ideas when you start applying with in your team to get that results, it will be super powerful. Involve your teams, this is the second one. And the third one is adjust along the way. So if you have decided to get higher productivity and you started applying that, you are entering in that mode, make sure that you are not going to get results immediately, the transformation results, but it will start, you will start getting results from very second day, 5%, 10%. So this is a very good growth, actually. This is a very good growth. And if you are working more in that direction, your productivity will increase more and more, and that will be good achievement. So even if you are initially, you start getting 5%, 10%, just be happy and celebrate, because it is going to be your motivation point that help you to achieve more. So here I have told you three things. First of all, higher productivity, that means you are going to use your abilities, capabilities and skills more. You are removing all distractions from your life. And third, what I told you about, what strategies actually you are going to follow, that you have to communicate, you have to involve your team members, and you have to adjust along the way, so that you can maintain that and enjoy all those achievements of higher productivity. Myself, Anjali, emotional intelligent expert and coach. Stay in touch with me, do enroll for my programs, and if you want to achieve more outcomes, goals, strategies, connect with me for one-on-one sessions too. See you in the next podcast soon.